request by the Fresno Superior Court. I do see Judge Hoff in the audience. If you and your folks want to come up and have a seat at council table, I invite you to do so. Do we also have Judge Moss on the phone?
Yes, I'm here on behalf of Judge Herman.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Judge Hoff.
Good afternoon.
We'll leave it in your hands.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for the opportunity to address you about our business proposal. And want to, at the outset, thank Virginia and David and AOC staff for all their assistance through the process of getting us to this point. This is our proposal to get us off the V2 case management system and to get a new system for us. We believe this is a sound business and fiscally responsible plan that we have proposed. As you know, we're the only court that's on V2. It does criminal and traffic. We have a second system, an old banner system that does everything else. Our original proposal was to include the banner replacement process, but we have taken that out of the mix. We are currently in contract negotiations to replace banner on our own, committing some of our fund balances to accomplish that task. So our proposal is to go forward with the business plan as has been set forth in the documents that you received. In short, our plan is one that is somewhat unique because we're the only court that's on V2. It's somewhat unique in that we have gone through this process. We're the first court that has a template that we're using, albeit it's evolved over the last few months since we started this process in April. But we're the only one that's come forward with a template that I think could be used for other courts getting off other systems such as V3. But we're here solely on the V2 process, how we can get off it, how it's going to save the branch money, how it's going to benefit the branch, and certainly obviously benefit us by getting us into a new system. We're here to tell you about the plan in some detail if you wish. The materials have been provided to you. We're here to answer questions. With me today is Sharon Morton, our CEO, Patty Wallace Brixman, the assistant CEO, and Brian Cotta, our director of technology. Our plan is one that is based on a return on investment model, and I think if you've read the materials, you'll see how in 2.4 years, 2 years, 4 months, there'll be a return on that investment, saving the branch millions of dollars. I'm not sure that why there aren't 57 other courts here supporting us saying get them off V2 because it's going to benefit them as well. But that, in a nutshell, is what we're here for, seeking money to replace V2.
Judge Hoff, let me just ask. I think the request is funding, which would come from the trial court trust fund, at a not to exceed $2.373,200 in order to replace your V2 case management system. Am I accurate?
The dollar amount's accurate. We don't care where the money comes from.
Okay.
Whatever pocket it may be in is fine with us.
And I note that we received a recommendation from the Judicial Council Technology Committee, and their recommendation is in support of your request with certain terms and conditions. And
correct.
Do you have taken any opposition to the terms and conditions that they have laid out?
I wouldn't say opposition at this point in time. What we would like to do is have a conversation with them so that we have a very clear understanding. Never having done this before, we'd like to go through numbers 1 through 6 with somebody and sit down and talk about what that means, and that way we can make sure that we're all on the same page.
No problem. This is Bob Mott.
Let me ask. I can open it up for questions. If folks want more information, where do we start?
I would make a motion to provide them with the funding. I think it's a. I think it was a well-written presentation. I think this is needs to occur. My only concern after hearing about the condition of the trial court trust fund was whether or not there was sufficient funding in there for it. If there isn't, then I would support this coming from the IMF or some other fund. Long term, I think that this needs to happen, and the sooner the better. So I'm supportive of Fresno getting the funding to do this, whether it be from the trial court trust fund or some other fund.
Second.
Who was that? Judge Hicks. Let me ask Zlatko if you could, you or Stephen could answer the question on the impact that this allocation would have, whether, first of all, whether or not the trust fund or the improvement and modernization fund could absorb it, and the practical impact it would have on those, either whatever fund it came from.
Certainly, Judge Earl. In terms of the timing and the distribution of the funds, the total $2.373,200 wouldn't be necessarily distributed all in 1 year. And so if we were to just think about it in terms of two distributions, we're about $1.368. So in terms of that small amount, we would end up having to take it from the trial court trust fund balance. I mean, it's a, as we've talked about, it is tied in the trial court trust fund, but we discussed the authority, and we made mention of that. So there's sufficient authority. We would reduce that seven down by the $1.3 million. And in terms of, well, we would only take out the amount for this year that would be needed to fund their costs. And we would, if it were to be approved, we would obviously actively work with them in terms of how that drawdown would occur. So it might not necessarily be that amount. It could be a lesser amount depending on the speed of the process. But essentially, it would come from the fund balance. You know, we try to maintain as best possible in our recommendations to you a prudent fund balance. This is fairly minimal in the grand scheme of the trial court trust fund. I mean, we didn't have designs on this going out to offset, say, other cuts. We've generally made, you know, as this body has been done, all the offsets to any of the reductions that are before the trial courts at this time.
So this is an issue that is going to impact everybody here, and it's something that Zlatko and I, and actually Kurt and Jody and Corey, have been working on with, and this involves the Department of Finance and the looming issue of the 1%. So what's problematic for courts such as Merced, which last week entered into agreement for Tyler Technologies, and their deployment is going to cross over fiscal years, so we have somewhat of a similar situation here, where we're trying to advocate with the Department of Finance, and don't shoot the messenger here, that we are meeting with them on Friday, and Zlatko and I have had numerous conversations with the Department of Finance that the administration ought to treat encumbrances in the exact same manner that they're treated in the executive branch. So in the executive branch, when you enter into a contract, that money is considered committed, and it's not would not be part of any fund balance calculation. That's why or where we're trying to get with this particular issue with the Department of Finance, because we simply don't have any other mechanism, and whether it's a technology project or any other kind of infrastructure project, the issue of encumbrances needs to be recognized by the administration. Otherwise, we don't have a good solution going forward, and that would be true for every single court here.
Would that necessarily apply in this situation, since, as I understand it, couldn't Fresno get the need for their first-year costs, but anything beyond that would be held until after the end of the fiscal year to avoid that amount going towards their 1%?
And that's where we're trying to get with the Department of Finance, that with these concerns that when you have a long project like this that crosses over fiscal years, some might argue, well, let's just pay the total contract up front. Well, that eliminates any leverage that a court may have going forward, because you want to time payments to a particular contract to the deliverables. So you don't want to write a check for $2.3 million and hand it over to anybody without some, you know, a better approach to make sure that those deliverables, in fact, come through.
So if we approve the full amount this fiscal year, that would trigger that? Is that what you're saying? That if we approve the full amount for the project, even though they've shown it in their scenario as over 2 years?
As it stands right now, the position of Department of Finance would be that the additional money, say the second year, or any encumbrances at all, count towards fund balance. That's what we're trying to get around.
But if so even if they contracted for the full amount and we said we're going to give you half the money this year and half the money next year, they don't avoid that?
Go ahead.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Otherwise, I was going to applaud you for coming with a solution that basically has you self-sufficient in a couple of years, because we, you know, the Judicial Council has approved some requests in the past couple of years where courts are coming forward and they definitely have need, but they're needing, you know, us to fund everything going forward. So in that respect, I really do applaud. I don't know what this issue does to you, but I applaud your efforts to come up with a solution that has you taking care of your own problem. So thank you.
I think just to make sure we're on the same page here. So in terms of funds that are being distributed from the trial court trust fund for this particular project, it wouldn't run amok of that encumbrance issue because we wouldn't distribute to the court. But for every other court that's using funds that are already in their fund balances,
that is the issue
that we are fighting about.
Sure,
in this case, you know, if it comes from the trial court trust fund, it is distributed as needed. Whereas, as you know, there are individual courts that I know are working hard right now to get contracts executed. That is the fight that we're having with trying to get fair and equitable treatment, if that's the way they want to go with the 1%, with encumbrances with other state entities.
I do too.
Judge Earl.
Judge Clay, I'm sorry.
I just want to make sure. So upon approving this, the obligation of the branch here, us, the committee here, is that Fresno would receive no further funding for their computer systems. Is that correct? Once we approve this money?
After they've implemented the program, the ongoing CCMS V2 expenditures from the TCTF would no longer occur, and that would remain in the trial court trust fund for addressing branch needs.
$2.95 million, as
been programmed out over the years. But only upon final implementation.
Eighteen months.
18
months is the way we've got it programmed out now.
Mike. But let's make sure, because he says 18 months. After that,
that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
But if Gary needs further funding, then they have to come back to this committee.
Yes. If they need funding in excess of that $2.3 million that they're requesting today, yes. But I do have a question that ties into that, Judge Hoff, and that is, I note that you indicate that you think you'll be able to deploy within 24 months and that you think an 18-month period of time where V2 is maintained and supported. If you're not going to get deployment until 24 months, why do you think 18 months of V2 support as opposed to 24 months of V2 support is necessary? Do you understand my question?
I'm not sure.
No.
So I see on page, it's page 13 of 41 of your report. In our materials, it's page 144. You anticipate deploying in 18 months, but you're only asking that you be supported on V2. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
The other way.
You anticipate deploying in 24 months, but you're only asking for continual support on V2 for 18 months, and I don't understand what you think you're going to do in that six-month period of time.
When we first – is this on? When we first wrote our plan, it was going to include Banner and V2, and we made the commitment that we would deploy V2 first, which would take 18 months, and then the 6 months would be added on for Banner. That's where that comes from.
Okay. Mike Planet?
Yeah, I speak in support of the proposal as a V3 court. I appreciate the effort put into the project and what may be foresight foretelling for down the road. I thought it was a well-written report and support the recommendation.
Did I see David?
Judge Earl?
Yes.
This is Judge DeSales from Kings County.
Yes.
During the meetings, I had some questions about Fresno and getting the funds at the last meeting. However, in reviewing this report, it shows that Judge Hoff and Fresno has really put effort into carrying their share of the load, so to speak, with their payment schedule. And as a neighbor court, obviously I would support them in this endeavor.
Clay?
I think from a technology standpoint, it makes eminent sense, and from a budget standpoint, it's even better. Totally supportive.
Thank you.
All right. Let me ask, because I think if it's not asked here, it might be asked at the council meeting. Judge Hoff, I know you report that you have an estimated $8.4 million in fund balance, and how do you intend to use that this year, or maybe more to the point, why wouldn't you use that money on this project?
And I'm going to have to respectfully be vague in my response.
I understand.
We're in the middle of contract negotiations, and
I understand.
Don't want to violate any unfair labor practices. We have a certain amount that we know with the contract negotiations that are going on now to replace our banner system. We know we have the money in our fund balance to cover that. That is going to take up a certain part. The rest of our fund balance is in restricted, committed, or designated areas without giving you the specifics, so that there will basically be zero unrestricted fund balance available for out of our reserves to go to any V2 replacement. Was that vague enough to?
That's perfect. Thank you. Any other questions? I think Brian Taylor made a motion to approve the funding request. Did I hear? I thought I had a second from Judge Hicks. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? The matter's approved. We will communicate our support to Judge Herman's committee, and we will also include it in a report to the council for the meeting next week.
Thank
you very much
for your consideration.
Thank you, Robert.